Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, you're probably wondering, what am I going to share with you and why today? Let me explain. Next week, Klaus and I are going to be with some friends, and we won't be at Ground Oak. So on Easter Sunday, when it would have been the perfect time for what I'm going to share with you, we'll be at Ground Oak. We won't be here with you. And since this is a very special story that Donna Miller shared with me, I wanted to share it with you today. All right. Going back to last year, we know that, March 15th, everything was closed down. And we didn't have church services for quite a few months. And before that, either early March or maybe even February, we had had a gathering, both congregations at Ground Oak for a meal. And Donna had been asking different people, Cindy, I think you were one, do you know the story of the napkin that was over Jesus' face? Does anybody remember Donna asking them that question?
Yeah.
Well, and she asked me too, and I said, Donna, I don't remember that. She said, yeah, it's in the scripture. It's in John chapter 20, that there was a napkin over the face of Jesus. She said, don't you remember reading that? I said, Donna, I'm sure I read it, but it didn't make an impact on my mind. It was just part of the burial clothes. She said, well, you've got to be at Mount Zion on Easter Sunday because I'm going to tell you a story about that cloth. I did some quick calculations, and I said, Donna, I think I'm going to be at Ground Oak that Sunday, so I'm not going to be able to hear your story. Well, she thought, and then she said, okay, come with me. And she took me over to the sanctuary, and she shared her story with me that she was planning to share with you on Easter Sunday. But we didn't have services Easter Sunday. And then, as it turned out, Donna's not able to be here with you in her presence, in her physical presence, because the end of July, Donna went home to be with the Lord. And we don't have her here. So, anyway, this is the story as Donna shared it with me. All right. Now, I do know if Donna were here, she'd probably add her own, you know, spin and everything. I'm not Donna, so please forgive me. But anyway, here's the story. If you open your Bibles to the book of John, chapter 20, you will find the setting for her story. It's early in the morning. It's the first day of the week. Mary Magdalene was going to the place where Christ was buried, and she saw the stone was removed from the entrance to the tomb. She was greatly surprised and quickly ran to tell the disciples, John and Peter, that the body of Jesus had been removed from the tomb, and she didn't know where it was. Now, I'll continue. Now, I copied it from the New International Version. So, starting with verse 3. So Peter and John started for the tomb. Both were running, but John outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around the head of Jesus. The cloth was folded up and laying neatly to the side. Finally, John, who had reached the tomb first, Peter came, and Peter went into the tomb. I got lost here. Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there as well, and the burial cloth that had been around the head of Jesus. The cloth was folded and laying by itself. And finally, John, who had reached the tomb first but did not go in, went in also. And what he saw caused him to believe. Now we're talking about John, the beloved disciple. We're talking about John, who walked with Jesus and stayed with Jesus for 3 years. We're talking about the disciple who talked with Jesus, the disciple who saw the miracles that Jesus had done, the disciple who heard the voice of his master and Lord, the disciple who heard the Lord's Prayer, the Beatitudes, the parables. What did he see in that tomb that made him believe, as it's recorded in the scripture? Well, Mary Magdalene thought the body of Christ had been stolen away. But obviously the tomb was neat. If the body had been stolen, the robbers wouldn't have taken time to unwrap it and put all the strips back down there in a nice, neat fashion. If they were going to unwrap him, they would have done it, you would think, quickly, and the linen cloths would be strewn all over the tomb. That wasn't the case. Now, why did Donna focus on the napkin? It was the napkin that had been around the head of Jesus. And if you remember, it was folded neatly. Now, this part I had never heard before. But Donna, when she told it to me, she said, this was the custom of the Romans who were wealthy enough to have their own servants prepare meals for them. When they were eating, the Romans used napkins, the wealthy ones. If a Roman master was finished eating, he would take his napkin and he would ball it up, put it by his plate, and he would leave. That was the sign for the servant. Come on in, clear away the food, clear away the dishes, clean up this room. And the servant did it. However, if the Roman master was planning on coming back, he was only going to be away for a little bit. He had some business to take care of immediately. But he would be back. He would fold his napkin neatly and lay it next to his food. So when the servant came by, he would see the napkin and realize, oh, my master's coming back. I will wait. Donna says that message was so clear to the disciples. Their master, Jesus Christ, our master, was returning. He didn't just leave us. He would be back. So, no wonder when those disciples left the tomb, they left it rejoicing because they saw the extra message that others did not see. Donna's wish for last year, for last Easter, was that you would catch the glimpse of the Master and the work he has for us to do. That you would go on your way rejoicing. You would be making disciples. and being the best disciple possible. So, that was the story Donna shared with me. I share it with you as you. I am so sorry Donna's not here with us. But for Donna's sake, I wish you all a very blessed and rejoicing Easter.